All right, you know what day it is and you know what time it is, and this is the Inside Hour on BBSRadio.com. Oh my goodness, I'm home alone. Dr. Lynn is going to be checking in with us. He's on the road, and so I have to give it up. I have to give it up, and you know how I love to tell you, as you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. As you open your hand, let life be the flesh, layer after layer after layer. And as you open your heart, let life be the heat. And as you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice, layer after layer after layer. Good evening. I'm telling you, oh my goodness, Dr. Lynn is away, and I have to say I miss him already as we go into the evening hour. And I say to you that he has been working hard here on the Big Island, and now he's sharing himself with the people in L.A., La. Oh, yes, one of those notes in the host scale of things. How can I not speak of it? It is the only thing that we want to talk about. It's probably why we're losing all our listeners, because they all say, oh, they're into the music. What happened to all the talk about vaccinations and microwaves and all the different kinds of waves? Well, we are creating a new wave. We are turning our backs on that which is obvious, and we are going to gravitate towards practicing that which will allow us to, in like they say in the Bible in Genesis, so the intention was to create us in his image. Oh, I don't think he was talking physical body. That's a basis of mutation and evolution. I believe he was talking about that thing called soul, which is the life that is the unseen unless it is manifested in the moment as it comes to terms with its physical body and its liberating thought of perhaps a life eternal in the oneness of the goodness of the One Most High. Oh my goodness, yes. Yes, we are going into the rat year. Oh, the rat is clever. We can't help but take all of the energies of the times, and we can begin to resonate out of frequency that can offset anything that could be coming at you. It is a time for us to really see the interconnectedness. This is what we are seeing now and will see forever. We cannot depart from the truth. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Whole truth, half truth, anything but not the truth. Oh, my goodness, you in trouble. This is what we have. After all this, after knowing all we know, we still want to practice the forgiveness and mercy. Oh, and you know it is now even greater that we understand forgiveness and mercy as the uncovering of all that has been done in the name of who? Whom? Well, if it's in the name of God, then nothing but good, nothing but good, could come of it. That is why I work and why Dr. Len works and why all of you out there that are listening work to polish your lives. That's why you listen to the Inside Hour, to polish your life. Oh, it's not just about wanting to know what the latest this or that is or who or what we think. It's about understanding the ancient alphabet. Oh, we're getting into it. Love, the real Da Vinci Code was preparatory. It is necessary for you to begin to look at the scales, look at what has been given, what has been translated, time and time again. And when you depart, then you lose the heart. And the heart of the matter, as it all, excuse the expression, boils down to water. Oh, yes, in the end. And spirit. Oh, yes, in the beginning. As we start to apply these things in our life, and we do not live life, life lives us. And the world turns, and the lava flows, and the heat emanates, and everything grows, and agents of decay that sweep it all away, only to find that it grows again one day, blooming and seeding at the same time out of the very muck and mire of the spiritual and physical state of humans today. I be the first to greet God at the gate and tell him we have been foolish and that we have gotten our hands on a poison that has caused us to lose our true minds. I know exactly what is the matter, the gray matter here. So I don't want to get too much off into it because it would be a diatribe. And I know that that is not what you want to hear tonight. I know that you want to know about all of the things that are going on in the world that have to do with this concert and why it is that we are so stoked to be able to bring you clarity and to begin to make the connection so that you understand that this will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, and the time will be. And we have selected that through the divinity to do this as a summer solstice offering. This is the greatest charitable act ever that will ever come around that involves many, many beautiful souls, all expressing their soul life on their own stream, in their own time, checking and going and knowing that at one moment, when summoned, a tone that we all tone all over the world, and we can begin to cause and effect change. And have it happen, and the ripple effect, and the force effect, and the way in which we conduct ourselves. You see, even the words concert, and flow, and current, and ebb and tide, and movement, all of these things speak to music, speak to mathematics. I don't know if any ever did any algebra or any of those other kind of things, but yeah, there's a lot of movement there. Yeah, I sometimes have trouble just making sure I can carry from one column to the next. It's a difficult thing sometimes to embrace this thing called math, and it is necessary, folks. It's necessary for you to understand, for as it is without, within the big, big picture, it's so true in the in the spiritual picture, it coincides. It's it is actually hand and hand, you know. And what is necessary is for you to all begin to prepare, you see. And the words that we'll be using in the future are words like serendipity. Oh, this word, when you look this word up, you can see that it is true that a lot of what has been discovered by accident when looking for something totally different than what you're looking for, and the effect is supposedly good, a good thing. This is the free will. This is what we're getting at, everybody, as we begin to see the judgment, as we begin to see the cause and effect of the history that we have today. And all I know is just that when you look up, you're going to notice that at your leisure, you will be asked to make some decisions. And you're going to want to make those decisions based on good information. And that information comes from and to you from one source. And so you got to get in tune. You got to get in tune with the infinite now. And you got to be able to create that spiral that will allow you to connect with the Creator, and that means that you've got to clear the body temple of all the guck and all the unnecessary nonsense, no sense, no things that you do, and you are the only one that knows what it is you need to cut out to increase the life force, the vitality in your life. It is important that you begin to do this, folks, as you begin to move and groove in this, the 21st century. And if it is truly that life only creates this need, and life is survival, for without it, it is something else, then understand that this is what drives Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton and all the beautiful people that are coming together to put together this here live H2O concert. I'm hoping that Dr. Len, he's checking into his hotel. He's going to be coming to us, and we'll speaking to you to give you the updates. I am home alone, so to speak, and so therefore I get to say to you all that as I pray, I work, I pray. It's all the same, and as you all do too, you keep a thought for both sides, for all sides, that there is not one side, that it is going to be a glorious revelation of truth that we are prepared for, and that we are standing on the right way, in the right path, and that we are proud that we have not distanced ourselves from that idea of the image of God. Just do your homework and try to even begin to understand what it is to appreciate the Creator and all that the Creator has done. I mean, there are so many revelations that are coming so fast, and they're being applied and being utilized that are here to connect us all. And that's a wonderful thing, especially when the truth is allowed to flourish. All. You know, gives everybody a chance to speak. And that takes one voice at a time, where singing, where the truth could be sung, and the reality of the power of the glorious temple that we call our bodies that God created and connects us with the water, that water which is all around and within and within every cell. It is the mystery of the cytoplasm, that motility, irritability. That's the power of spontaneous mass motion. This is the Creator's greatest contribution. You know what it is? It boils down to we're some kind of creatures that get irritable and move around a lot while we're doing it. Your irritation. This is what is happening now. So you need to pay attention to what's important, and what's important is what is good. And you know, if we have knowledge from Adam and Eve of good and evil, then you should know both. In your heart, you know what is good and what is evil. And we are asking you, and through the efforts of discovering the Creator's mathematics and getting involved in that which will support you and lead you to the right decision, allow you to cut to the chase about the people in your life. You got to get the facts, you got to get the figures, and then you just go ahead and apply the knowledge. That knowledge of good or evil, it is for you to make the decision in your life, and that is why the groups and foundations that will be coming together will reflect this in the 21st century and create great gatherings for people to express this joy in their heart for the eternal forgiving and off-returning spiritual guidance that comes to us in the bodies of so many people. And with this, bbsradio.com, we have this opportunity to create the verbiage, I like to say, these words, chain them together and create a picture of an intention. And then you hold it because you can see it. And you know it's clear because it's not blurry, it's not cranky, it doesn't have any conditions on it. It just is a happening, and that's what Live H2O is all about. And you can go to the website, let me get it right, Live, L-I-V-E, H2O.org. Just go there, type it in, and explore. This website is in its infancy stages. This is what Dr. Len can do, and this man is busy. So, you know, the power of creating an intention and making it look delicious. I'll tell you, we're just going to try to make it better and better and better to give you an idea of God's creation, God's glory. It is reflected in those pristine areas that have not been tampered by man and have been dedicated to and will continue to be dedicated to the preservation of the idea of what the Creator created us for, which is to till the earth. Oh, read Genesis. It's important for you to go over it word by word and then go to the Hebrew and then get the idea of the sound and then recreate these sounds in your life. This is music. This is what it's about. My pal Mitch Fine, he's en route and en route and maybe listening in tonight. He is opening up a whole nother door where we're seeing the connectedness between the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and the Temple Mount that is being created, new land right here on the Big Island. Dr. Len is in L.A., which is a city in the middle of a desert without its own water, so water there is an issue all the time. These are issues that we need to speak of. These are not just ordinary given, you know. It is important for people to understand this. And I pray every day as I work and as I thank God that I am here in the kingdom of heaven where the Rainbow Creator Spa is giving birth to new life to so many people constantly. This is a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, yes, and mo yes. You know, Dr. Len is going to be in L.A., and you can go to drlenhorowitz.com and check out where he's going to be and type it in. I do want to send out a special, I want to see all your faces, bright little sunny faces, in Portland. We're going to have Jeff Rent's celebration. We're going to be celebrating him. He's one of the unsung heroes, and we're going to be doing the Love Code and seminar and doing some more talking about the live H2O concert, and we are also scheduled to have a wonderful luncheon, and you can find out all about that on Dr. Len's site. You can just press the inside hour, and that'll cut to the chase, and just it'll take you straight to his site, and then you can navigate from there. That's the beauty of the whole thing of the Internet. I'm loving it, you know. I'm constantly singing it all the time. If you gone today, you would have reached the whole nation. Yeah. Israel Info BC had no mass communication. Amen to that. Amen to that. There are so many clever people, you know. I know my president, God bless him. God's going to bless him big time. And all I can say is that we have many people who have said many things, and all I know is that I have always been a fan of Thomas Paine, you know. You know, he might have been considered a pain by the British, you know, because he was always talking about what needed to be. But one of my favorite quotes, and I want to read it as we start to consider our next leader and what that person is all about, I thought I might read this one for you. When it shall be said in any country in the world, my poor are happy, neither ignorance nor distress is to be found among them, my jails are empty of prisoners, my streets of beggars, the aged are not in want, the taxes are not oppressive, the rational world is my friend because I'm a friend of its happiness. When these things can be said, then may that country boast of its constitution and its government. All right? You see what I'm saying? It's really, 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 really important for us to really examine, to turn the telescope on our history of what it is that we've been doing for the past, just pick a 60 years. Let's just go 60 years, you know. Let's go back and look at it real carefully. And this is what's so exciting because this is what college is all about, high school is all about, grammar school is all about. It's what teachers are all about. If there are any teachers out there listening to me, you know, answer these questions. You know, read this play this for your students. Ask them, do they agree? And where does our country fare in this idea of the ideal community? And is it real? Isn't it what we all want? Maybe not. Maybe I'm making assumptions. Maybe I'm making giant leaps. Could be that this is a leap year. Well, you know, then if this is a leap year, I dedicate it to making intellectual leaps in understanding. I'm going to tell you right now, it has been said before, and it will be said 100 times after this to the very best of all of you who are out there. Prepare yourselves, open your minds, and be ready to detect the importance of what information is coming, and let that information support what you know to be the truth, and be ready to change your mind again, for you have this prerogative, for it is in action that we solidify thought. And thought is a powerful, high tension connection going on here, folks. And it's great. And I am really trying to understand, and will always try to understand, and anybody out there that's trying to listen. And when you hear me say it, I mean it. God is great. This is why we are propelled to do these things, to express this, you see. To take the time to do this is what it's about. And it's a wonder, you know. I know some of you out there know what I'm talking about. It's a wonder that so many would want to embrace evil. Yes. And in so much that they are so eager that they happily, hurriedly, and are eager, so eager, to embrace it. This nature of evil's attractiveness and this nature of evil to shift its blame on others, this will not be tolerated as we move forward, for now we have the tools, and we do have a way in which we will bring everyone to their own personal responsibility of what is going on in this world, everywhere, all over the world. And it will happen spontaneously, and this is the change. You see, so that we can begin to spin in the divine, to spin in the direction, in the way in which we won't be swept up and sucked into the nothingness, but we will be ascending, and that we will be uplifted, and that we will survive what is coming. And that the former things will pass away. Oh, yes. This is what I was taught. This is the message that I have. I have no other message, and I only can say I wait and am eager to do God's duty, the Creator's duty. That's why I am here. That is why I am here. That is why I'm also on Sunday, you see. And this is the Insight Hour, and I am Reverend Roxy, and I'm hoping that Dr. Len is getting to a phone, or perhaps I, in anticipation, will spend the evening referring to him as almost on his way to fill in and save the day. Oh, no. It's okay. It really is, because what we're really trying to do is get to the core, you know, like they say, necessity is the mother of armed robbery or something like that. I can't anyhow. Actually, what is really going on, folks, is that's just a little carrot that takes you in a direction that's easy to swallow. What's really going on and what we are seeing exemplified in our politics, in our military, in our religions, and religious leaders and all the people who have come up to this point. That's why it's like, you know, we need some children to speak, you know. Who speaks for the children, you know? But right now, I'm seeing a lot of self-love. You see what I'm saying? Self-love, arrogance. This is the root of evil and of unfaith, you see. The arrogant don't have any faith. Oh, it's all rested in the power. And the power is deceptive because it shifts with times and webs and has to be maintained. And if it is misused and exhausted, then it is no more. And then what do you have? And all of this has to do with how and where we are today in our mind, thought, in our soul life. So look around. Hey, somebody out there?
Hi, Reverend Roxy.
Hi, Dr. Lynn. How long you been there?
Well, we just came in. There was a little, there was an emergency in LAX that delayed my flight getting in a couple minutes, but I traveled safely from Hawaii to LA and thought I'd call in to say hello to everybody.
Oh, well, do so, do so. You know, Dr. Lynn, I was just telling them all about how we're going to just take care of stupid and how this whole concert was about really getting into in tune with the Creator and what God says, and that we are going to be singing in unison and how important that is, you know. And I would like for you to just for a moment let everybody know what you're doing there in L.A. for those people who may be listening in the L.A. area. And also, just tell them where you're headed one more time, and then anything you want to say that may have come to your mind.
Well, thanks, sister. That's greatly appreciated. Yeah, folks, I'm going to be presenting tomorrow night at the Living Temple in Huntington Beach a presentation called The Love Code. It's a overview of The Love Code, the musical healing celebration that we're preparing to do in Portland. The next main event is going to be in Portland at the end, towards the end of May, and that will be a special Jeff Rentz banquet and an honorary for him as one of America's unsung heroes. So he's going to get the American Unsung Hero Award at that event on Friday night, and all day Saturday and Saturday night we'll be entertaining. I got confirmation from Scott Huckabee just yesterday that Scott will be joining us. He had hurt his knee, and He hasn't been performing, so he will be back. And in May, we're going to be in Portland. But I'm giving tomorrow at the Huntington Beach, the Living Temple, and you can get information on that by going online to my schedule at www.doctor, that's D-R, Len, L-E-N, Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, drlenhorowitz.com. And the event is called the Living Temple, the Love Code overview, and that's going to be tomorrow night from, I think it's around 7 till about 10, and then I will be off after that on Thursday making my way to Houston, where there's the World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners Convention or Congress, and that I'll be presenting a couple times, both on Friday and Saturday. Both the good news and the bad news. The bad news is about the ongoing genocide. We call it iatro genocide or omnicide, which is basically killing everything, the environment, the various life forms, that the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel industrialists, they don't care who they kill so long as they're making money and manipulating what God's created, the beautiful blessings and the balance that God's created. Well, this is a satanic scene, what's taking place in Babylon today, that we're having to decide what we're going to do about it. And that brings us to the good news. So I'm presenting on both the bad news, the genocide that's taking place under the guise of public health and national security on Saturday in Houston, and on Friday, I'll be presenting the good news, which is what you've been talking about. It's how we win in the end. It's how we win even right now. It's leading up to a very special event called Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Waters. And this concert if you can understand, for example, that as children we played with pebbles, throwing pebbles into ponds, and we were fascinated at the way that the waves were moving outward in a circle to the farthest shores. And about 8 years ago, NASA scientists determined that space is full of water and that the universe is really full of water. All the galaxies, all the planets, everything is in water. Well, that's not unlike, in fact, it's identical to the book of Genesis that we were talking about last week. When we did our Bible study, we looked at Genesis 1 through 10, and it gives you basically that in the beginning there was a creator, the water, before the word. So before sound, anything was said, before there was a vibration of some sonic tone, there was the creator and the creative juice, and they were virtually connected. If you understand that it said in Genesis 2:1-2, it says that the spirit of the creator moved upon the deep, the face of the deep, and that spirit is an energy, and that the word out of that spirit or out of that creator's mouth moved the water, separated it, divided the water from the water. Now, if you've ever tried to divide water from water, you know, as a human being, you're not easily capable of doing that too well. So you realize that we're dealing with, like, the physics of water molecular structures and moving molecules and atoms and particles into a different realm. Much like, interestingly enough, the dolphins actually do this underwater. They blow bubbles. Of course, they have oxygen. But when they manipulate the bubbles, they manipulate the air by sonically vibrating the water, and it takes on different shapes, and they play like football or soccer underwater with these bubble rings. Well, if you go into Genesis, the firmament or the dome, some of the Bibles talk about the firmament. Some say the dome was created by the voice of the Creator within the water. A dome within the water that divided the water from the water, separated heaven from earth, and then ultimately the oceans from the land. And the concept of that spoken word, so beautifully, we've had Mitch Fine on our program for the last couple of weeks, where we talked about language being the creative mathematics, and that all language is simply sound frequency, all sound frequency is simply mathematics, like Hertz frequency, that's cycles per second of sound. And when you consider the ancient sacred languages, such as Hebrew, where the beginning, the Aleph, the first letter, has a little like wave at the top and a little wave at the bottom. At the top right there's a wave, and at the bottom left there's a wave. That's the Aleph. I'm describing the structure of the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And then in between the top wave and the bottom wave, there's a straight line. And the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. The shortest distance between you and the Creator is a straight line that's, again, separated as above, so below, from the top to the bottom. There's water at the top, there's water at the bottom, and in between the two waters is you. And it's you're connected by that voice, by that loving vibration to the Creator's essence. And so the concept that we're going to be children on the having the curiosity of children on the summer solstice of 2009, that's June 19th to the 21st, and you'll get information on Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Waters, about which I speak, online at www.liveh2o.org, liveh2o.org, and you'll be able to see what the concept is. It's an experiment, and it's a humbling tribute to the Creator and the creative juice, water. And the concept is that you know how homeopathics work. Homeopathics work because there's a resonant energy signature in the water. homeopathics are mostly water, and there's no specific ingredients other than the water and an energy of the original substance, such as if you take poison ivy, and you've got a case of poison ivy in homeopathic theory, like cures like, and you take this Rustox, you pulverize the leaves of poison ivy, and then you put the leaves in water, and then you dilute, you take a drop from that water after you shake it up, and you take a drop from that, and you put it into the same size container, same amount of water, you shake it up again, and you do that 36 times. And that's the Avogadro's number, I think it's 10 to the 36th. And then what you have then is a solution of water that no longer contains any poison ivy in it, or any juice from the poison ivy. It just has the energy signature of the poison ivy. And if you take that in your mouth, under your tongue, it immediately sends signals throughout your entire body, energy signals that is picked up by the DNA and sent out to all the cells, and tells the cells, hey guys, if you ever see this kind of energy signature, mount an immune response against it. And so that's the concept also of the concert for the living waters in some respects, because what we're going to do is we're going to sing together. Everybody now can sing the 528 love tone. We understand that the universe is absolutely mathematically ordered. There's a law of the universe, and it's the mathematical matrix. And if you don't know anything about that, I would highly encourage you to get the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. At lovetherealdavincicode.com, you can read for, I think it'll be up for another month or so. It's right now a free read in a PDF file. Many people are reading it and then ordering the hard copy, but you can get a sense of what we're talking about here. The center of the electromagnetic color spectrum, that is the center of the rainbow, is the color green. It's like a yellowish green. And that the frequency of sound that really relates intimately to the frequency of light is both 528. And that number is known, that frequency of vibration is known by the world's leading genetic biochemists to be the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA, the blueprint of life, which is spiraling. And the evidence that we are looking at strongly indicates that there are three strands, not just two, in a spiral, just like the entire universe is spiraling. Galaxies, when you see them in space and you see photographs of them, they're spiraling. When water goes down the drain, it doesn't just go down, it spirals, it spins. Everything is spinning because of the gravitational forces and the energy in the universe. So that this concept of that at the center of the musical mathematical matrix of the entire universe, at the center of the rainbow, is this color green that is the center of your heart, and that it resonates with the love that the Creator has for all of us as His children. And so the concept of singing this specific frequency into the waters of the earth, which are connected to the waters of the universe, that the entire universe is in balance. And when we, for example, if we take, there's this concept called entrainment or resonance, that if you take a triangular bell, you know, you've seen them being played in orchestras, a little bell, you hit it with a little chime stick and it rings. If you take one of those and you ring it and you're about 6, 8, 10 feet from another one, the same exact size, what will happen when you ring one, the other goes off. The other starts to vibrate. That's a resonance. It's a basically what's happening is the frequencies from one are so much like the frequencies of the other that when you strike one, the other one automatically comes on, and you can actually hear, if you put a microphone next to it, Dr. Yamoto demonstrates that in his lectures, the other one turns on. So the concept that if we are to recognize that the entire universe is loving, and at the center of the way the entire balance is made up of the cosmos is based around the center frequency of love and harmony, where there's nothing missing in that, nothing broken in that. Like in the kingdom of heaven, this musical mathematical matrix is akin to the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. So that the concept as we sing, and we've just heard from Jonathan Goldman today, who produced the most powerful healing CD on the planet called Holy Harmony. You can get that by going to healthyworldstore.com. Holy Harmony CD, very powerful. Lots of miracles are happening for a lot of people because Jonathan was wise enough to take these revelations and produce a beautiful CD that is a very holy harmony and has the creator's music on it. And again, nothing missing, nothing broken. Dis-ease can't exist in this perfect harmony. And the balance of the universe is so powerful that whatever stupid things that men do, stupid is as stupid does. You know, Reverend Roxy talks about those who are stupid who are running everything. They think that they can basically overcome the energy of the entire universe with their stupidity. They're going to have wake up to a reality check very soon, and especially soon when we start to sing. And again, the concept is, Jonathan called me and emailed me. We'll be putting it up shortly at liveh2o.org, a link to the online temple, where if our prayers are answered, and I believe they will be, we'll have not only the capacity for you to hear at least 144,000 voices on the internet on the summer solstice of 2009, but we'll be able to take that frequency vibration and place it into the waters of the world in at least 9 cities, where we're lining up currently 9 cities next to large bodies of water. We're currently working on Niagara Falls as being one, the Big Island of Hawaii being another, where we will resonate the oceans of the earth with the love vibration coming from the voices of human beings. And the concept of that fulfilling revelation 14:1-6, which is when we sing a new song, that we instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back spiritually to the Creator, to the good graces, to the laws, to the way that the musical mathematical matrix is laid out so that we live orderly. We live not in sin, we live in order such as peace, shalom, and we really have the thousand-year reign that everybody would like to see of the Messianic Age. So that's the concept, is that the evidence and the revelation and the science all speak to this experiment as being successful. And of course, you listening are an important part, because it's your voice that will contribute to the resonant frequency of love and harmony that brings us back to divinity. And that's community. Communication, divine human communion, is what we're really talking about. That's the subject matter of not just Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and the Love Code DVD, again, that I'm presenting on tomorrow night, but also get your tickets for the Portland event coming up in May, please. It's a life-altering experience. It's a blessing. But this concept of how we win and how we're going to take back this planet and how this planet is going to move, and what does that mean for you and I as individuals and society or civilization in general? It means that something wonderful is going to happen inside your heart. It's just like tuning a radio. When you are not on the right channel, you get static. But when you tune into the exact frequency of that broadcast, what happens is you hear the music very clearly, and it's beautiful. The same concept is when we have this connection, this clear channel to the love frequency vibration of the universe, that our hearts are going to sing. And that is the goal of humankind. That's prophetic, it's biblical, it's scriptural, and now it's being advanced in a scientific manner, looking at the physics and the mathematics and the music of harmony and divinity blessing humanity as we are the chosen people to live at this extraordinary time in history, to have these revelations and to advance this knowledge, this understanding, and ultimately this great concert for the 144,000, or Live H2O, the concert for the living waters. The concept that something wonderful that will bless your heart, that will open your heart, that will produce the powerful impact in your heart, whereby the clear channel, the volume of information and intelligence that's coming through your heart versus your head, coming from love instead of fear. Your fear mind, your egoic mind, that's the problem, the principal problem with the way the earth is being controlled, is a mind control problem. It's an egoic, fear-based, trauma-based, dumbing down, indoctrination, not education, that we are receiving from not only the mainstream media, but the educational programming. So that the concept that when we start to vocalize, resonate, and harmonize with this powerful frequency of love, that's the heart frequency that will entrain us, or it will resonate us into the glorious, profound, musical, mathematical matrix at the center of which, at the heart of the entire color spectrum and sound spectrum, is this 528 heart love frequency. And so that will tune up the volume of the intuition, the heart mind versus the ego mind. And that is the critical transformation that will come about. And that as that happens, those who have not done their work, those of you or your friends, you know, most of you folks listening have been engaged in this process of developing your awareness and consciousness and spirituality and looking at becoming a better, more empowered human being so that you can bless other people in the face of particularly the gross manipulations and the genocide that's ongoing. So the concept now that we have an ally in the Creator, the Creator's blessed us with a way out, blessed us with the resolution, blessed us with the program that's required, the music that's required, the frequencies, the math, the science that's required for us to get a clear channel to Him. And the way that He's operating out of love and joy will uplift us. But if you're not operating on that channel, can you imagine swimming against the flow of a current, or jumping up against the universe's gravity? You can do it for a little while, but it's exhausting, and ultimately, if you keep it up, it's likely to cause your demise. And that's really what's going to happen for all those people who haven't done their homework, for those people who have been kind of like out to lunch, stupid is as stupid does. The reality is that there's not really too much hope for those folks. And so I've been saying for some time now, if you haven't gotten on the same page as what we're talking about, and you're still popping magic pills to cure every ill and running to medical deities for your salvation physical, and you still believe and you have your faith and trust in the doctors and the drugs for your physical salvation, then you're missing something. You're on a different page. You're tuned into a different channel, and God help you, because you're going to need the help. There's no way out of this one. And it's going to be the power of the universe that brings the resolution and restoration of the spiritual divine inside us, inside our hearts, inside the water, because we are the water. We are the water vessels. We are the digital, bio-holographic precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of these divine frequency vibrations. And when we turn up this volume, when we have this concert, it will mark a exponential growth in the frequency resonance, because the waters of the planet are superconductors. That's what water is. That's why you get electrocuted in water. You know, you're in pretty sad shape. If you realize that a whale in Hawaii can be heard in South Africa, because the resonant frequency transmission capacity of water is profound, because that's the way the creator, that's the creative, the creator's communication medium and creative juice. So that when we have this concert for the living waters, it's my theory, my experimental suggestion, and my prophecy that that's when the fat lady sings. It's over. And those of us who are tuned in are going to be blessed. And the people are going to be walking around with smiles. And we're going to start to feel like we have inside us resonating a godly, loving, Holy Spirit flow instead of this fear-based, judgmental, egoic lunacy that has taken over humanity and enslaved us into this illusion. Even illusion of prosperity. We're not prosperous if we're not able as a family to be together with our children, or if we're not able to eat, or if we don't have enough water to drink to keep us hydrated. These are not prospering realities. The reality is, however, all of this is a creation of this egoic, enslaved mind. We don't need to have any of it, so that the entire planet will receive a blessing, will receive a dramatic shift in the technology that will be operating as we develop this concept and this information gets spread out to more and more people everywhere, as we're going to see the technologies of the planet change and shift to sustainability instead of this gross consumption and consumerism and just blind profiteering off of the natural resources and other human beings suffering. This whole shift from heart and loving intent is going to take place. And my recommendation to everybody is just go online to liveh2o.org, read all of the links. There's a lot of information to digest, download, and share with your friends and family. Promote this concert for the next year and a half. It gives us enough time to do a really good job of promoting this. We're looking for everyone from...
30 seconds, Dr. Len. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Well,
yes.
I love you. Reverend Roxy, have a wonderful time.
Yeah, I miss you. I miss you already.
All right. Be blessed, sister.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Don Nikoloff is going to be coming up. He's going to be telling you what's been happening with the Nazis and all the rest of it. That this guy is really good. I'm Reverend Roxy. That was Dr. Len Horowitz. This was the Inside Hour at BBSRadio.com. See ya.